Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, on behalf of Metro Research. Okay, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing children of Boston in the schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston?
Yes.
Okay, and then how many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the current school year?
Two.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and which of the following best describes the schools your children attend, you know, this current school year? Which of the following, best describes the school your children attend this current school year? Would that be one of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school, but outside Boston, a private school, or home school?
Public school inside Boston.
Inside Boston, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
44.
Okay, 40, you say 44, right?
Correct.
44. Okay, thank you. Okay, and how you describe your gender? Would that be man, woman, non-binary, or some other way?
Yeah.
What was that?
Woman.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now how would you describe your race, ma'am?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. All right, and thinking specifically of your children who enroll, you know, in Boston public schools, what grades are they, the children in the current school year?
Kindergarten and fifth.
Okay, the first one would be kindergarten, and then third?
The second one, fifth grade.
Thank you. All right, ma'am, and as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also refers to BPS system, is the district, you know, overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with Boston Public School System?
Very dissatisfied.
So be very dissatisfied, okay? And, okay, students are often graded, you know, on this quality of their work using letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your fifth grade child's school was graded, you know, the same way. Overall, how would you grade your fifth grade child's school?
D.
D?
Yes, D as in boy.
Okay, B. Okay, so B. All right, and how about Boston Public Schools as a whole? You know, overall, how would you grade Boston Public Schools?
D. D as in David.
Okay, D as in David. All right, ma'am, thinking about, you know, Boston Mayor Sherelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools?
F.
Okay. All right, so as you may know, the Boston Public School System says, you know, it's committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in the world-class system of innovative, welcome schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Not at all well.
Not at all well, okay. See, not... Okay, not at all. Well. All right, ma'am, and as you may know, the Boston Public School System says, you know, that they partner with community families and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat well. Okay. All right, ma'am, if you had to say, you know, whose interest do you think the Boston public school system is most focused on serving, you may pick up two answers, okay? Would that be parents, teachers, the students, the superintendent, you know, BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community, or some other group?
Superintendent and mayor.
And, okay, so be politicians, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and you mentioned you had a child in the fifth grade, right? The next The next section we're going to be asking specifically about that, you know, your fifth grade child. How engaged do you want to be with your fifth grade child's education? Would you say very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very.
Okay. And next, how engaged do you feel the Boston public school system enables you to be with your fifth grade child education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
The question is around BPS as a whole versus the school, correct?
Yeah, they engage, you know, how engaged they, you know, let you be with your kids. That's what, the question is.
Somewhat.
Somewhat engaged, okay. All right.
Yep.
All right, Meme, as a parent of a student in Boston public school system, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? Okay, the first one says, my feedback is valued by leaders of Boston public school system. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, the other one said the Boston public school system makes me feel welcome.
No.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Sorry, strongly disagree.
Okay, the communications I received from the Boston public school system are easy to understand.
Agree.
Strongly agree or just somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, and the last one said the Boston public school system makes it easy for me to share my concerns.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, how concerned are you about your fifth grade child's emotional well-being while they are in school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay, and how concerned are you about your fifth grade child's physical safety while they are at school?
Not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned. Okay. All right, and how much have you heard or read about, you know, potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston public school system? A great deal, a fair amount, not very much, or not at all?
Fair amount.
Fair amount, okay. As you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston public schools than, you know, in the past, leaving many schools with considerable empty space. Many BPS schools also need, you know, extensive renovations to bring them back, you know, to modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green Deal for BPS, would close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard or read about the Green New Deal for BPS? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much? Fair amount. Okay.
Fair amount.
Okay. I remember, as you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS would include several elements. Would you say you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements for the Green New Deal for BPS? Modernizing some schools, would you strongly support it?
Strongly support.
Okay, what about renovation some schools?
Strongly support.
Renovating some, okay, close some schools.
Strongly support.
And merging some schools.
Strongly support.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and how would you rate the condition of your fifth grade child's school? Would you say great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition?
Okay condition.
Okay condition. Okay, and to the best of your knowledge, would you say your fifth grade child's school be affected by the, you know, plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools? Yes or no?
No.
All right, ma'am, and how familiar are you with the history of school integration, you know, and busing in Boston during the 1970s? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar, okay. And as you may know, a 1974 court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including, you know, busing students to school in other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents or grandparents, experience this period in Boston?
No.
Okay, so none of the above, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, ma'am, do any of your children attend BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood? No or yes?
No.
No, okay. All right, and have you observed any ongoing efforts within the Boston public school system to, you know, address the impacts of racism and segregation? No or yes?
No.
All right, then thinking about, you know, ways the Boston public school could work against the long-term impacts of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more, do less, or are they doing the right amount?
More.
Do more. Okay. And do you feel that your fifth grade child school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected?
No.
Okay. No, it doesn't. Okay. All right. And how has the number of teachers from diverse, you know, racial, ethnic backgrounds within your fifth grade child school changed over the past few years? There are more now, there are fewer, or there has been no change?
More change.
Okay, there are more now, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, we almost are done with this survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation, okay? The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. Does your fifth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP?
Yeah.
Okay. And does your fifth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL.
No.
All right, ma'am. In what language are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Just English?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
Okay, move somewhere else. Okay, and how long have you lived in the city of Boston? Would that be less than 1 year, 1 to 4 years, 5 to 9, 10 to 19, 20, or more?
10 to 19.
10 to 19. All right, ma'am, and what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Would that be a college bachelor's degree? Okay.
Bachelor's.
All right, and okay, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category, okay? The first one says below $25,000, $25,000 to $35,000, $35,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000, $150,000 or more.
And the last one.
The last one, okay. All right, ma'am, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your patience and time. And you have a great evening. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Quick question. Sir?
Sure.
Quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the name of your organization?
Metropolitan Research, ma'am. You can look
awesome.
It up
Thank you
online.
Very much.
Uh-huh. No problem.
Okay. I appreciate you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.